We're playing Mockingbird.
All right.
Think you're gonna get through it.
I'd like to tell you all a couple things about Merle here. Some of you heard Boyd Phillips play a little earlier, and Merle is Boyd's first cousin. And Merle's father was just a great, great old time fiddle player named Dewey Hammer. And recently the Library of Congress put out a little booklet of all the West Virginia fiddle players that they had recorded in their collection going way back to the 20s and 30s. And Merle and I got to looking at that book, and it turns out that Merle, they came to record Merle's father, Dewey, and Merle played at the same time with Dewey, and he turns up on a tape that's in the Library of Congress that was recorded in 1939. So we're going to try to get a copy of that for Merle. We're working on the problem, trying to get to the right source there.
Yeah, I don't even know what's on it myself. I forgot.
But Merle's been fiddling for quite a while, I assume. Know by that.
We're going to play another one, I guess. Let's go to G. G major. Let's play Blackberry Blossom. Can't play one all night. One more. Let's play two or three more. Let's play Point Mountain Railroad Blues.
Is that G?
G.
Mule Train. One more. Okay. Lop-eared Mule.
Okay, well, yeah. Am I shrinking? Or somebody move the microphone up? All right, the next fiddler really doesn't need much of an introduction if you've been around here for any length of time. Melvin Wine is from Braxton County. And I asked him how old he was, and he said, well, I'm the same age as my tongue, but older than my teeth. See, I don't need a joke for this one. It came to me. And then he confessed. He's 87 years old, and he's been playing for 75 years. So, and Melvin is also a newlywed. Melvin got married less than a year ago. His wife Anna is out here, so you can talk to him. We have a lot of newlyweds on the program today. Yes, romance is in the air. So, Melvin's going to play for us. See, isn't this nice? You get the younger generation to carry your things for you and be a roadie. And I guess Jerry's going to accompany him on guitar. So do I need to tell a real joke? Tom Hoffman on banjo. Okay. Is Margo playing bass for the 10th time? No? No. Gee, we're going to miss the bass. Mark. All right. Well... I'll give you a short one, a real short joke. What do you call a psychic midget who escaped from prison? A small medium at large. Yeah, yucka, yucka, yucka. Yeah, I know. I have worse ones. I have longer ones. At least that one was short, you know. It's mercifully short. Okay, well, I'm going to turn it over. I think they're ready. Take it, Melvin.
Fiddler's choice.
Played a bit today. I played yesterday, but I haven't played done today.
You want to start with the waltz to warm up?
Yeah. Okay. Get around here where I can see. That is Melvin's Waltz. Jerry named that one. I just made that up. It's pretty good. I like it. Here's one that my brother played on a tenor banjo. I kind of like it. I never knew no name for it. Thank you.
I think he's been drinking some strong coffee.
All right. Tom here, he plays with me a lot, and he likes this one. This is Sally, Will You Marry Me Now? Start. Ragtime Andy. I ain't heard that in today. Thank you.
How about a hand for those Mountain State cloggers over there? Didn't they? Good job with that one.
We'll play you one here. We call it the Wilson Clog. It's not a clog tune. I know a Wilson Clog, but it's different from this one. This is a stepping tune, if they like it. There's a guy following me here directly, and I told him to come over house, my house sometime, and he could swallow his fiddle bow and come out down his leg. He's got to act. Well, let's play something like. Let me see.
Play something and then go into chicken meat.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Melvin.
Thank you, Melvin.
Thank you. Thank you, Jerry and Tom.
Give me a second. We're going to have a real special treat. We're going to do a couple of different things. While we have the music here, we've got a special guest. We try to get our oldest fiddles of the region on, as you can tell. And we also try to get our youngest fiddlers. And we have a boy here who's been taking fiddle classes all week, Jason Tuning. And I think Jason's going to come up and play us a tune. And then we have a really special little treat for you as an interlude to the fiddle playing after Jason. So don't go away.
Turkey and hay. Thank you.
That's Jason Tuning. Thank you, fellas. These are all tunings up here. As you can tell, there's a lot of music in the Tuning family. It looks like it's going to be around for a long time to come. I'd like to recognize Mr. Tuning out there, the father of these boys. Sitting out here about five rows. There he is, Mr. Tuning. I think there's going to be music in that family for a long time to come. Okay. Our next guest up here is going to be a little bit different. We've heard a lot of old-time music here, traditional fiddle music. And fiddle music, you know, goes way back to past centuries. And goes back in the 19th century to the time of the minstrel shows, in the 1840s, and then on into the vaudeville acts, and then into the medicine shows, where they not only played fiddle tunes, but they did little shows with the fiddle tunes. We have a fellow here named Bill Whipple, who's going to come up and do a little program for us. Bill, are you around? Here he comes. Here he comes. And if anybody sees Dave Morgan out there, I think Dave might appreciate this, if you can alert him to what's going on. Bill Whipple.
Now, and we've been totaling up how many years they've played. You have heard 1,034 years of fiddling. Somewhere in the middle of this set, it will go over 1,000. We're not quite 1,000, but by the time Woody finishes, we will have gone to 1,000. Woody, actually, I got him to play fiddle on my recording on a beautiful tune called The Touch of the Master's Hand, and I think you will very soon hear why I chose him to be the master. He's won over 115 trophies and 300 ribbons for his fiddling. And without further ado, here is Woody Simmons, Jerry Milnes, John Lilly.
All right, thank you. Start off here as Molly Put the Kettle On. Jerry Millens, and the guitar player is John Lilly. I play another old tune, Bonaparte's Retreat. Thank you.
think Woody's getting his old fiddle out there, out here to play some tunes in the natural key, and I think the fiddle Woody just played is one he made, isn't that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I made that fiddle. It ain't right. No count after reading I'm getting rid of it.
What key y'all playing?
Let's see, playing D. Playing old tune, 8th of January.